Yonah Perek Dalad, Pasuk Dalad. So Yonah has spoken up about how upset he is that Nineveh has been saved. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something extremely short, three words, but with a wealth of meaning behind it. Vayomer Hashem, Hahetev Charalach. Hashem said, are you so, most of the translators say, are you so deeply aggrieved? Are you so chara? Are you so regretful? Vayichar, are you so angry? Are you so deeply aggrieved? Radak says, it's almost like he said, you're pretty deeply grieved, aren't you? So it's rhetorical. He's not asking for an answer. I'm going to give you a sign that you're being grieved about the wrong thing. This is an incredible object lesson for humanity. People, this is a very human nature moment. You know, he's very upset. He's very upset because he's convinced that he's right. He's convinced that the way he sees it is the only way to see it. So, Hayatev Haralach. So, Reb Mendelhirsch points out the trup. Hayatev Haralach is treated as one unit. Hayatev Haralach. But it's separated. Hahetev, pause, charalach. So what he suggests that means, hahetev, to do good, charalach, bothers you so much, which is a very strong statement. Does it bother you to do something good? That's amazing. He's reminding Yonah, when you have a bad decree against you, doing tshuva can see that they're annulled. Do we not say that every time we say Avinu Malkeinu? Kra roach zardinenu. Isn't that what we're hoping? You're so worried about being accused of being a false prophet, you're mistaking the whole purpose of the prophecy. Hey, vayetze Yonah min ho'ir. And this also is very human nature. We can see this. So Yonah left the city. He can't stay there and watch everybody be forgiven. He can't be in the city right now. It's a dagger. Every person who goes by with a smile on their face, every giggling child, is a dagger to the heart. So he can't stay. Why is it that so many internet people who are so angry are somewhere down in their mom's basement in a cave? Because if you're around people, you have to start thinking about other people. But if you want to nurse your grievances, so you go and hide yourself away. And again, this is not any of the pshatim, and none of the mafarshim talk about this, but does it not feel almost exactly right? Vayeshad mikedem lo'ir. And he positioned himself, he stationed himself east of the city. He goes away to the east. Now, if Nineveh is already east of Eretz Yisrael, then when he goes east of the city, he's going further and further away from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is to the west of Babylonia and all of these other places. So he's stationing himself purposely on the other side. Vayasal Sham Sukkah. He made for himself there a hut. He made himself a little shack. It would be better if I died, but you know what? It's hot out there. I'm going to go into my shack. I'm going to go into my sukkah. Okay. Fine. Mari Cross says he went there to see if his prophecy would be fulfilled. Radak says he thought, tshuva is an inch deep but a mile wide, so they'll be backsliders. So the Gemara suggests this happened after the 40 days. After the destruction deadline had passed, so Yonah's going to be like, yeah, they're really doing tshuva. Let's see if they can keep it up after the danger is missing. Vayeshev tachtecho batzel. And he sat under his hut in the shade. Ad asher yireh mayevo'ir. Until he saw what was going to be in the city, what was going to pass in the city. So, you know, I have doubts, and I'm a pessimist. But there's no reason I have to be uncomfortable. The shade is a very important. It's a very important tell of what's about to happen. Is that shade is very important to him. So I mean, that's just everything about being a person is caught up in this. You can't miss it, and you understand it, and you get it. You get it exactly. So now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show him what's going to be in the city, but also what's important to Yonah. And also, I think, my interpretation, the limits of human understanding for a great moment like this where HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. And we think we know what Hashem is doing, but we never see the scope of it. The way the Sefer ends blows my mind, because we can't end like that on Yom Kippur. We do the great story of Tshuva, but then we go running back to Mikhail Kamocha elsewhere in Treyasar, because we don't want to end on that note. But the ending of the Sefer is just mind-boggling to show us perspective, which is what so many of us lack so often in our personal lives, in the national life, in New York City elections, in whatever it is. Rabbi Beryl Wine used to say, the problem is you come in, you're an immigrant, you come into a baseball game, you come in the third inning, you don't know what's flying, you have no idea what's going on. And by the time you catch on a little bit about what's happening on the field, it's the fifth inning, and then as a human being with mortality, your time is up. So you never see how the game is going to end. How can we have perspective when we're worried about our sukkah to give us tzeil?